It's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. On Monday, we had some good news in the fight against coronavirus. The world has been waiting for a vaccine, some type of effective treatment for COVID-19. And drug maker Moderna said on Monday that its experimental coronavirus vaccine had induced an immune response in some of the healthy volunteers who were vaccinated in a clinical study. These are the first results for the first vaccine that has entered human testing. So these results are very preliminary and only for a portion of the study participants. But at this point, any news that we're getting on the good side of it is being looked at very closely. According to a Moderna chief executive, they said that the data suggests that this vaccine, it's called mRNA-1273, has a high probability to provide protection from COVID-19 disease in humans. And when something like this happens, shares on Wall Street go up. I think they went up about 27% for Moderna after news of this had come out. So while we have some good news right now with this, we're still quite a ways before we will actually have a vaccine. The company said that their vaccine could be ready for emergency use as early as the fall if it continues to work in other testing. The FDA has given Moderna permission to begin their second stage of testing, which the phase two trial is going to be, could involve about 600 people possibly. And the phase three trial, they said they could begin that in July. So things are moving very fast in this sense, but things might not be ready for the fall at the earliest. So a little bit more about this particular vaccine. Moderna co-designed this vaccine with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and they're the ones that are leading the clinical trial that began in March. And for some of the participants that ranged in age from 18 to 55, they were given various doses of the vaccine, and it said it increased immune responses, including boosts in certain antibodies to levels at or above those seen in blood samples from people who have recovered from COVID-19. So people that have recovered from COVID-19 have a certain level of antibodies. This vaccine was providing them with that same amount or more, at least. And the responses, they said, included both binding antibodies, which attach the viruses but don't prevent infection, as well as neutralizing antibodies, which do block infection. So it's working on two fronts, and the news is good on both. The results don't show whether the vaccine actually protected people from the disease caused by the virus. That's going to be looked at in further studies, but the antibodies are there. As far as side effects go, there weren't really too many. One participant experienced redness around the injection site, and three other subjects that were receiving the highest dose that they were giving in these tests had systemic symptoms, which includes things like fever, muscle pains, and headaches. But they said that those symptoms went away after a day. That high dose, by the way, is being eliminated from future studies, not necessarily because of the side effects, but because the lower doses appear to work so well that the high dose is not needed. And that could be very beneficial that if they go with the lower dose, because that'll allow companies to manufacture more of the vaccine and have it more readily available for people to use. So while this is all very good news, the findings actually don't prove that the vaccine works just yet. We still need larger, longer studies to determine whether it can prevent people from getting it in real-world situations. The other thing about Moderna's vaccine is that they're using genetic material from the virus called messenger RNA, and it's sometimes they call it mRNA. This whole process and making vaccines in this way is still relatively new and has yet to produce any approved vaccine. But so far, the news is good, and they're going to keep working on this one. But what happens next? You know, the next part of this is that governments and drug makers are looking at how to roll out a coronavirus vaccine, including reserving some of the first batches for healthcare workers and those that are very essential. There's more than 100 vaccines in development globally right now, and at least 8 have started testing in humans. That includes the one from Moderna we were just talking about, others from Pfizer as well. And the big giants like Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Sanofi, they're building up their capacity to make hundreds of millions of doses on their own or their partners' vaccines once they get approved and once they're proven to work. So there's still a long way to go on this. And right now, this is this larger rush right now to line up funding for accelerated testing and expanded manufacturing. Because once the vaccine gets approved, that's the next step. We have to manufacture enough of that vaccine to start using it more widely. There's a lot of drug makers who have been building up their capabilities to make these vaccines, and they've pledged to deliver millions of doses this year. But, you know, a big supply to vaccinate the general population might not really become available until well into 2020. That's why we keep talking about with these things, with the vaccines, it's a long game. It takes a long time to get this. And public health officials and vaccine experts hope that more than one vaccine will cross the finish line to boost the total number of doses available. As we said, Moderna right now is the only one with some good news. So hopefully a few other vaccine candidates start sharing some good findings. And with this limited supply that's going to be initially available of these vaccines, everybody's already trying to see who would get first dibs on this. So companies receiving U.S. federal grants like Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Sanofi, they're expected to reserve some of those doses for Americans. But really, the first groups to get all of this, who would be at the head of the line for this, would be any frontline healthcare workers, first responders, essential workers like grocery, pharmacy, food supply, and mass transit employees. You know, as we've been talking about for some time now, these essential employees that keep the economy going. So they would all be at the front of the line to get some type of potential vaccine. So overall, some good news from Moderna. Hopefully, as I mentioned, we can get some more good news from other companies that are testing their own vaccines. But for now, some promising results out of Moderna. I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.